Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation on the Pop Culture News and the Research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel Zammit, and I'm joined by some very beautiful guest hosts, the wonderful, wacky, and inflatable hosts of Thumb Cramps, Jackson B. Bailey and Joel C. Dusha. Thank you for coming on to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's finally safe to be a gamer here on Baseless Speculation.
It's been hostile to be a gamer for some time.
Because that's right, we're asking, what do you think is going to happen in Marvel's Wolverine, the video game made by Insomnia?
Yes.
Yeah, Insomniac Games. You're correct.
I said Insomnia, I was very incorrect.
He also said this week's episodes of Baseless Speculation.
Oh!
I heard it. I heard it.
Thankfully, that was the only flub.
Yeah, it's the only flub up, dude. You flubbed that right off. Thank you so much for having the Thumb Cramps boys on this episode of Baseless Speculation.
Because you guys do a video game review show that is safe, 100% safe.
It's safe for schools, so there'll be no effing or jeffing. Today, the shackles are off.
Yeah.
So if you're 10 and you're listening to this, you might learn some bad words.
To the Baseless Speculation's very large 10-year-old audience.
Yeah.
When we look at our audience breakdown, we say, there's a lot of
9 to 10 is like 97%.
It's weird that they categorize like literally 9 to 10, like that's a lot, it's a real big slice of that part. 0 to 9
is pretty much nothing, and 9 to 10 is 97% of our audience,
and then 10 to about 30 there's nothing again.
Yeah. And then it looks like that we might get played in homes because 65 plus is through the roof.
People are torturing the elderly with
it. It's 65 to death.
65 right to the home. I'm fairly gay. I mean, 65
grand
to the home.
Shut up, granddad. Okay,
you're doing some of these.
What you need to be doing some of
go with the home.
I don't see you anymore because you're in the home. Yeah, and then in the home they go, "Hey, granddad, listen to this. Oh, the movies are good." And he goes, "I miss when I was at war."
Yeah.
Fair enough, granddad. And the 9 to 10 year olds, that I can't explain. And those, so Insomniac, the people who made the very popular Spider-Man sort of video games, the more recent ones, including Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, and Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Yep. Name one other game they've made. Go.
Insomniac?
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. I know video games. I do a podcast about it.
You're that extremely wonderful, highly successful, and highly rated podcast called Thumb Cramp.
That's true.
All about video games.
For everyone whose thumbs are cramping, as we say in the title, dude.
New episodes every Friday, unless you live anywhere that's not Australia, then I think technically it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Don't at me.
I think also, like, you know, you don't just like review video games as a part of that show. Like, you also do a bonus. Like,
that
if,
is
if
true.
You're a member of, I think it's like Thumb Cramps Plus, is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And
if you want to support Thumb Cramps,
like on sanspantrario.com or just directly through, you know, Apple Podcasts.
Yes, you get it.
If you are a Thumb Cramps Plus member, is there a what you'd like a Thumb Cramps head? You call them the Crampers, the Thummers, Thummings.
That's a good point.
Yeah, we don't have
our fandom doesn't have a name.
It's nameless.
Gamers.
Normal gamers.
Thumb Cramps. Normal gamers.
For the Thumb Cramps, normal gamers. If they do sign up, I mean, they get like ad free episodes
of Thumb Cramps Plus, a bonus episode, a little show, a little concoction.
Yeah,
me and Dusha came up with a new way of watching TV. We call it speed running television.
Oh wow!
Or the other name for it is the Penali method, or the Penali technique.
We watch the pilot and the finale, and we go, "What the fuck happened in the show?
What the hell is going on?
Why do they need
to
keep going back to the island?"
Yeah, exactly.
It's a reoccurring thing.
Yeah,
they love to go to the island.
Yeah, you'd think it would only happen in Lost.
No, wrong.
It's reoccurring.
Well, you'd be surprised how many television shows involve an island.
That's true. Islands are popular.
Yeah,
that's always true.
People love going to an island.
That's always true. Islands are always popular.
Yeah.
Jackson Island? Just knocking his rubbish around? Thank you.
Yeah, good.
Who cares?
That's a good point.
I guess I'll have to pick that one up later.
I might.
Anyway.
I said I will, but that's fine.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
Developed by Insomniac, as made famous by the studio that in 1996 released their first game, Disruptor. Obviously, highly influential.
Everybody loves Disruptor. Mm.
And then they released, I don't know, some other games, including
some bullshit, dude.
Including the Spyro trilogy, yeah, all the Ratchet and Clank games, also Resistance Fall of Man series.
Like, great game.
Yeah, no, look, that makes sense. Like having played like the Spider-Man games and then been like, oh yeah, Spyro. Yeah, no, there's a lot of crossover those.
Absolutely, dude. Games.
You can kind of see how they, you know,
how they evolved. Got from one to the other. Yeah. I think that is true. I think that is true. I don't know if you're trying to be facetious.
No, I'm not.
But
I was not at all. I was being very sincere, but then someone, you know, I think JD mentioned Spyro Man, which was not where I was going. I was being more like, no, it's a very similar, like a
Spider-Man, Spyro Man, Resistance, Fall of Man.
Whoa, dude.
What a man.
We're
on
to something. What it is, I couldn't say.
Ratchet & Clank Future Quest for Booty.
Future Man?
Future Man.
Why is it called Ratchet?
Future Man, take me by the hand, you know?
Ween.
Is Ween related? Is Ween central to the Insomniac mystery?
Must be.
Yes. So,
is there a series of Ratchet and Clank games called
Figured it out?
Yeah. So, do you know that there's two trilogies of Ratchet and Clank games, and one's called Ratchet and Clank, the other one's called Ratchet and Clank Future, except in Australia where they're just called Ratchet and Clank as well?
Oh, that's very
because
funny.
I live in Australia.
Yeah, that makes
even
sense.
As a gamer,
checks out.
I'm like, yeah, like,
what this? Yeah,
Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank. You idiot.
Ratchet and Clank.
That's Ratchet not what it's called.
Ratchet and Quank, man.
Quank has wank in it. That's pretty funny.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Wank man. Yeah. That's a really, if that's where the riff ends, I'm satisfied. If we start with Spyro Man and end at Wank Man, we've done a hard day's work here on at Sandspace Radio. So, yes, a lot of people were wondering after, because this first Spider-Man game was a rousing success.
Yep. 2018's very own. People said big year for games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really did feel like you were playing as Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly, dude. You felt like Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2, I don't know so much. I think it probably did well as well, but I've heard a lot of criticism
felt
of
like
it.
Like you were Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 2, people were like, when it came out, people were like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then a week later, people were like, this is the worst game I've ever played in my entire life because it forced me to play as MJ. Also, the story's rushed. And I will say, MJ missions aren't fun.
Yeah.
But if you want a story-driven game, they're always going to drop stuff like that in there.
Yeah, of course.
The first one had MJ missions.
Yeah, but this one had more.
Oh, no.
I heard that people just didn't like, they were like, the story kind of
the story's
isn't
super
very
rushed,
good.
Yeah.
In Spider-Man 2. Miles Morales, I think people did like, though.
Yeah, people like Miles Morales, except they were like, this is too short.
Yeah, okay.
And then people didn't like the remaster of the first one because they were like, Peter's ugly now.
Yeah.
And then they didn't like Spider-Man 2 because MJ was ugly now.
Yeah, but that was like, but the voice actor was in a car crash.
Yeah, they were like, no.
They were like, no.
Yeah.
I'm an incel and I don't understand.
Gamers are always going to have problems.
Yeah.
You know, you got to accept that if you're making video
people
games.
People hate, I mean, like, any successful game in the last, maybe ever, there'll be people, being like, paid shills, fuck this game.
Yeah. Exactly, dude.
This game is actually really fun. Everyone really likes it. Everyone's giving, like, basically, like, 5 stars or, like, ING's 10 out of 10 game of the year. Actually, it's the worst game ever made.
You're
by
a moron
Big Baby,
if you like it.
Big Fat Zero.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
Am I reading a review of Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom?
Yeah, dude. Too much walking around.
Well, I don't even know what to
do. So I'm going to get a gun and kill myself and Nintendo.
Yeah, dude.
And then usually a slur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But what's interesting about the Wolverine games that's coming out, because people were, after the Spider-Man games came out, people were like, well, obviously they've done such a good job with the Spider-Man IP.
Yeah.
What other Marvel character are they going to adapt into a video game?
Mm.
Because there have been a lot of, like especially Spider-Man, for some reason, has often been quite successful with, like, in the video game sort of sphere.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2 for the PlayStation 2 is an iconic Spider-Man.
I remember playing, there was like I think it was like an Ultimate Spider-Man game.
That was great too.
Written by Brian.
It's like all cell shaded and shit.
Yeah, I really had a good time with that one.
Web of Shadows, no one really talks about.
No. I remember playing, again, Maximum Carnage on the SNES.
Yeah.
What a wonderful game.
So Spider-Man's always had like kind of a good relationship with video games.
Marvel vs. Capcom?
Marvel vs. Capcom, absolutely. Other video games, like they're all good. Apparently the Captain America video game for the it's PlayStation 3.
It's like a sidequel to the movie.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Like I've heard, they're like, yeah. You can tell it's like an older game, but it's still pretty fun to play. And like, you know, sometimes you play a video game, certainly an older game, and you go, hey, if I was like 15, this would have been great. Like I would have had no criticisms, you know? So, but yeah, I feel like a lot of other Marvel properties, they haven't always had the best kind of luck.
Well, I know there's been
adaptations.
Like Square did the Avengers.
Which was a colossal failure.
People didn't like that. It was a bit loot boxy. Is that my ear to the ground?
It was an empty
rumblings. I did not play it.
Yeah.
It was loot boxy. Yeah. It wasn't well written. The characters were ugly.
Yeah.
Basically everything that can go bad with a game
went bad with that.
Went
one.
Bad with the game.
Yeah,
and it was Guardians, but I've heard
Guardians was pretty good.
I've heard people
I've
be
heard.
Like, actually, this is really fun, and we quite enjoyed this. But then I've also heard people been like, dog shit, everyone's ugly, loot book, whatever it is. But like, yeah, I've heard.
So remember, so Guardians is good.
Yeah,
you have a Steam Deck. I would suggest it goes on sale very cheap now because it undersold like crazy. It's fun. It's some of the things people don't like about it is it's Guardians, but you can only play as
Peter Quill.
And all of the other characters are assist characters. So they're with you,
but you're not. You don't get to be Drax.
You are Johnny Peter Quill.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do you know if it follows more like the MCU Johnny Quill?
I don't think so.
No.
I think it's more comic.
But I think they kind of do the like threading the needle. Bit of both.
Yeah. Very different characters.
Yeah.
Different.
I've played it. He's cocky.
Okay.
I think that's.
Yeah, okay.
He feels like, like he's not as quippy and stuff as.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at, movies. Like, I just went to the Wikipedia page for Marvel games. Quest Probe, which was like a Commodore 64 Atari 2 like text adventure game. Mm. Those are really funny. But one of them is called, this is for the Atari ST, the Amiga, and the ZX Spectrum, and a bunch of others. Captain America in the Doom Tube of Dr. Megaloman. That should be the next Captain America MCU movie, dude.
Yeah.
I want to learn about the Doom Tube. That's awesome.
The Doom Tube.
There was a Silver Surfer NES game.
Okay.
There was
A Silver Surfer rhythm game, I think it'd be all right.
Yeah, that would be fun. Like, there's quite a few X-Men games.
Yeah, there's heaps.
A lot of them are not great.
I remember really enjoying, what was it called? It wasn't an X-Men game, sorry. Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I played a lot of in high school.
Yeah, I think
it was kind of like a weird top-down.
Yeah, I think I also played that. Is that the one where, like, depending who you, like, you know, you were like, oh, there's like a spot whenever you go there, and if you had the right X-Man, you could hit a button and it was like, use your powers.
I think
and
so. Like, kind of played like a Lego game.
You'd build like a bridge. Because I always remember that playing with a mate, and we were like at this one thing, and we were sort of stumped of like, which character do we use? And we had Beast.
Yeah.
It was like, Beast, use your powers. And he just rolled off a cliff.
Yes, Beast.
That's like, awesome.
He did it. Beast, use your powers.
Beast, no.
Beast, yes.
Yeah.
There's like.
The Hulk game was pretty fun.
Yeah. Ultimate Destruction.
Ultimate Destruction. The
X-Men arcade game.
I know I said this before, Marvel vs. Capcom. Mm. You've also got that Midnight Suns game, which is really good.
Yes, I've heard. But in terms of, I think, the open world, I don't really know about the Wolverine game. I know that the setting
Marvel
is...
Rivals? We forgot about Marvel
Rivals. Marvel Rivals, of course.
Goonabate, the game.
Goona Rivals.
Yeah, but I love that. Put that energy in the movies. Make everyone's ass fat
then
and
at least
huge.
Yeah, dude, if I was watching Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania and Scott had a fat package the whole time,
yeah, dude.
That would at least be, you know, something
like all
to
those
see.
Weird aliens, if they were also just had like, you
caked
know,
up.
Caked up and like big old bazoongas.
Oh, dude. Put bazoongas back in the movies.
Yeah, where are our bazoongas?
Exactly,
that's what I wanted.
We've been robbed of them.
I'm gonna play Marvel Rivals.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Just see what's going on.
Yeah.
And to jack off.
Of course, dude. It's a funny game because you want to be jacking off, but your teammates are yelling at you like, hey, defend this
crystal,
probably, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I know the setting of the Wolverine game is Madripoor. But I don't know if it's an... It doesn't look from the trailer that we've got like it's open world necessarily. I kind of hope it's not.
You want mission to mission sort of
thing? Yeah, I think becoming more popular again, but that kind of like semi-open world where it's like, well, here's a large area that's very handcrafted and you can do a bunch of stuff in this area and then move on to the next sort of chapter of the game.
Yeah.
I kind of like when games
Uncharted. You want Uncharted.
Uncharted, and I think even like The Witcher 3 does a similar thing.
Witcher 3 is open world.
Yeah, but for sections. Mm. You can't move from one section to the, like, it's not like the whole world's open to you. It's like, this is this part of the world.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know. I find that always makes it feel more.
You'd like, prefer like five or six mini, like smaller maps as part of a big.
Because then, I don't know, I like that I find with an open world, and like as games get better, you see this less and less, but sometimes it can feel
empty
and like, in a Spider-Man game, that's kind of, I don't think, maybe so much of a problem because you're so much of that game is movement, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're going,
you know, this skyscraper to halfway across
the city. But it's okay because the fun is in the the movement. Swinging.
Whereas Wolvie, you're like, I guess I walk.
Yeah, like, am I running? It looks like he's got a motorbike, so maybe that will be like how you get around. But
yeah,
I think it would, in my perfect version of the game, again, we don't really know. Or we do, if we do know, I don't know. Mm. Yeah, it's like maybe five or six kind of enclosed semi.
I kind of wish that we go back to like levels.
Mm, I like levels too. You know, I think like, levels. Oh, cool.
This level, and it's again, narrative game. You can kind of do this. If you really want, you can go back, whatever. Mm. But I guess, you know, what you are also describing, which is, certain different acts or certain different things and areas. It's just like, it's levels, but without telling you. It's
so great news. It is what you want.
Oh, nice.
Oh, great.
There's hub zones with several missions in each.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
I think that's perfect. I think that just feels more, I don't know, I guess handcrafted is the word, but also there's like something about like, oh, I've done everything in this area, I'm moving on. Especially if you can't go back to that area previously.
Hope it's like a Mario 64 where it's like, I just got to jump into a painting and get my stars and then, you know, come back
Wolverine
out.
Wolverine jumps into a painting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gets to meet up with Yoshi or whatever. Great.
That would be really awesome if Wolverine got to meet Yoshi.
I think that Wolverine and Yoshi would both really like that.
Yeah,
I think
me too.
So.
Yeah.
This game obviously seems far more, and it's funny because like obviously it's own standalone game, but you kind of can't help but compare it to the Spider-Man games. Definitely more violent.
Oh, yeah.
Wolverine's shredding, guys, dude.
The Spider-Man does that, too.
Does he always shred people? Yeah, I've never played Spider-Man.
Yeah, the second mission, you get a knife.
Yeah. And then he calls himself Knife Man.
I would be really scared if Spider-Man, like, whipped me up, and I'm like, wow, damn, I gotta wait for the cops, and he pulls out a knife. Spider-Man, what you doing, man?
Sending you to heaven.
Spider-Man, what you doing with that knife? Because you're going to cut me down, Spider-Man? You've changed
Spider-Man, I mean, obviously you've never made an official statement, but I sort of assumed you were like non-lethal.
No, that's Batman you're thinking of. I love to kill.
Batman's not real.
If you think of a spider, what does it do? It kills and eats its enemies.
Are you going to eat me, Spider-Man?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
You'll be dead first, so don't even worry about that.
Oh, well, that's
I like the idea
lighting.
Of whipping someone up.
Yeah.
So it's like you're hanging from the light pole. Post,
yeah,
and you're like, you're upside down.
Yeah,
Spider-Man climbs up, pulls out a knife. You're like, what are you gonna do? He just cuts you down, so you just fall and break your neck.
That's as funny.
I didn't kill you, gravity did. I could sleep easy tonight.
That's like if you did that with somebody bungee jumping, and you like lean over with the knife, and you're like, it's gravity. Gravity's killing this person.
Yeah, not me.
Probably though with a bungee jump. Hey, how do you?
Not making fun.
How do you get back up?
What do you mean?
They pull you. No, it's.
So I bungee jump.
Yeah.
Boing, boing, boing. Then I'm just upside down by a rope.
You boys fucked? You've never seen the end of a bungee jump?
No. Yes, I haven't, no. Well, never been bungee jumping.
No,
It depends on where you are, but usually they'll have a boat that goes out and then they pull you down.
But I'm upside down.
Oh, no. That's, yeah.
How
sorry,
they pull you down? How do they get it with a big hook?
Do they cut the
unhook you.
Yeah, but how do they?
I gotta see the end of a bungee jump, I guess.
So a bungee jump.
Did you think that you jumped and then they just like pulled you back
I didn't
off?
Know.
I don't know. It's why we're asking. We're curious.
They release you to the ground.
Yeah. I just.
Well, because The ground is above water.
If you're
water.
Bungee jumping, ideally the bungee cord, you really don't want that as long as it is to the ground.
Yeah. You don't want to donk your head. You want
and
to,
so when it, like, you know, it stretches to a point, which is presumably, hopefully,
yeah,
not the point of the ground.
Just above the ground.
And that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
And then a little bit further up is like, yeah. And then when it's just like, bam, you know.
Bounce, then you come to a stop.
Then it stops.
And, yeah.
But at full, I guess, non being pulled down, where does it, like, go?
Okay, so say you're at this point, so it stretches a bit, you bounce back up.
Yeah.
All chill. You haven't hit the ground, you're now just hanging as the...
Yeah. How far up am I?
It'd be like a bit.
Yeah.
And then the operators at the top lower you a little bit, then they grab you and they lower
me. There's more rope.
There's more rope.
I was thinking there was no, like...
Yeah.
There wasn't more rope to lower.
I guess, yeah. You could pull someone up. That wouldn't be so bad.
You could winch them.
Why would it be bad?
What do you mean?
I mean, it'd be slow.
Yeah. It'd be slow, and it's so high.
Yeah. And I guess there's a lot of blood rushing to your head
the
whole time.
You could probably lower them a little bit. That makes more sense.
Dunk them in the water. Yeah.
Hold them there for a bit.
Yeah. Kill them.
Drown them.
Yeah. The bungee jump killer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you could probably figure out a way to get people into planes while the planes are in the air.
Yeah.
Or you could just put them in the plane before you take the plane off. It's basically.
Yeah. How would you do it, though?
Yeah.
Slingshot?
Well, you just tie everyone to big cords,
and
the plane would take off with the cords in it, and then when the plane's in the air, then you start pulling the cords in.
That's a good idea.
Feels like that. The speed would, you'd remove limbs.
Yeah.
Nah, it'd be chill.
Like the cord.
You can't do jet skiing from a plane, I don't think. Although I was reading about guys who
What do you mean? Jet skiing from a plane?
What do you mean? Jet
like you couldn't.
As in, like, if
no, I don't mean jet skiing. Mean what do they do at lakes?
Oh, they hold onto the back of the boat.
Well, yeah.
Hold
off the back of the boat.
Yeah, wakeboarding. Yeah, yeah.
I guess you could
water
do that.
Water skiing, I guess you call it.
I guess you could do that with the plane.
I suppose. Yeah. You know.
Kind of hold on and glide.
Yeah.
Just take gradual.
Anything else you don't know about that I might know about, I can tell you about?
Oh, I guess how a big long thing, you got, dude? How
all the time in the world.
Yeah.
For my boys? Okay. To answer my boys' questions?
All right, I got a question.
Yeah.
How does detergent work?
What do you... Okay.
I got a t-shirt.
Liquid soap.
And I got like a lot of smudge. I got put all like dirt on that.
Yeah.
Right. It loosens.
And then how does it work, though?
It sucks the... oils out of the shirt.
Probably it loosens the particles.
You would have that.
It's what do you the same
slippery?
Way
slippery? It's slippery.
It, okay. No, it's a bait. It's basic. So
it's basic.
Yeah. So like
real simple.
No. It's okay. A base. Like basic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, and this one I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
The reaction. Yeah. So it makes the water's pH would drop to also a base, and I'm guessing that it.
Yeah.
Is oil acidic? No.
No.
That would also be basic.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's there. There's, okay, I got like, you know, I chuck it in.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't get out the oil stain, but so then I put in like, you know.
Well, like, think about
stain
the
remover.
Fact.
What happens?
Well, so like when you wash your hands.
Yeah.
Right. The soap is making, it's literally like it's the surface of your skin is slippery enough that it can no longer.
And the bacteria just slips right off?
Yeah, I think legitimately that's probably a very simple way of putting it.
Isn't it a disinfectant?
So well, that'd
it just
be
kills
if you
the germs, like literally kills the germs?
Well, that'd be if you use like a hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
That would be killing the germs.
I think that that's not necessarily how soap works.
Okay.
Because if it's with soap, if you that was with this, like, you know, if it was doing that, like, you know how you use, say, hand sanitizers, which dries your hands out.
Yeah.
But if you're using a soap, not necessarily.
I'm 90% sure. Makes your hands so slippery that even germs
and then germs
fall
just
and I understand
and then the water
you
washes
say that
out
away. Loud yeah exactly
you and make, then with detergent
so it's surely got to have something to do with the fact that oil and water can't mix.
Okay, so is that well, that's a stain remover. I'm saying it's a regular detergent, like it's caked on there, whatever I've got, and I chuck it in there. Is it enzymes?
It could be enzymes, and the enzymes break down the particles, the dirt, and the stains.
Jackson's soap thing was sort of right, but a bit wrong. Basically, soap gets like the dirt or whatever.
Yeah.
And it covers it in a, like a...
goo?
There's a word for it here, but I...
You're not even going to attempt it?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So basically, it creates like a barrier around like dirt or oil or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then it means that it can no longer stick to your skin.
Yeah, okay.
Well, because it's underneath.
So it does.
So it makes the dirt so slippery.
Yeah.
Rather than your hands so slippery.
Sort of. Yeah.
And, right. then and then the water washes it away.
The same thing with your mud covered. T-shirt.
Yeah, but how does a stain remover work?
But yeah, how does a stain?
So, if I get a stain on a white T-shirt, this is what I do, and it works 99% of the time.
Stick.
If even simpler, get your white T-shirt, get some dish soap.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Rub it like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Between your hands, put it in the sun, and it'll be gone in like 2 hours.
I'll get like a coffee stain or something like that before it dries. It'll be like a bit of vinegar.
Yeah,
and yeah, some soap. Like a detergent, and then you mix that in a bit of water, and then you like put that on.
The stain is
what the fuck's happening there?
Well, okay.
What's it doing?
It's either dissolving, emulsifying, digesting, or hiding the stains, depending on what the type of stain is and what the type of stain.
Dissolving, I understand. Yeah. I'm guessing enzymes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Emulsifying, it make it fat. What?
How do you make a stain fat?
What? Isn't that what is emulsify? Because I'm like,
not understand emulsify?
Because I'm making them, like if you make a mayonnaise or whatever, you will have to emulsify. You add the oil or whatever to emulsify.
Okay, so emulsify is for oil based stains.
So you're making them. Fat.
So what does that mean? They don't stick.
How do you So if I emulsify eggs to make a mayonnaise, what am I doing?
Are you making the eggs loose? Slippery eggs?
Make into or become an emulsion.
Emulsion, of course, as we all know.
That would mean, because that must be what happens. So say I spill spaghetti on my white shirt.
Yeah.
Then I put dish soap on it.
Yeah.
Allegedly, I'm emulsifying that to get rid of the stain.
Well, it depends how it breaks it down. Because I was assuming it was to do with like enzymes and friction.
Yeah. I mean,
emulsion, obviously, is a fine dispersion of minute droplets of one liquid into another and which is not soluble or miniscule.
Right. So that's got to be. That's got to be.
Right.
Because it's sucking the stain out.
Right.
It sucks it out.
Well, because the stain itself is bits of molecules, whatever, and that's very different to the T-shirt.
Yes.
But a stain remover doesn't also know what T-shirt and what is stain.
Yeah.
Which is why you got to be careful.
Yeah.
So it might remove the T-shirt and leave the stain.
It can remove the color from the shirt because it's trying to attack you.
Just got a stain instead of a T-shirt accidentally.
Fuck!
Can't wear this.
Can't wear this stain out. Damn, dude.
But yeah.
Don't understand in a similar realm.
So is it enzyme and friction?
Yes.
How does a color catcher work? I don't know if you've ever used one of these.
What?
So when you do laundry.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want, say you've got like a new bright red T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You don't want that to stain, to bleed. Yeah. You can put in something called a color catcher.
Oh, okay.
Now, a color catcher is just like a strip of some kind of magic paper.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of the stain going to your T-shirt, it goes to the strip of paper.
And it's also like, and you can wash, whites with this as well. And don't worry, it'll go to this.
So how does it know not to go on my T-shirt?
Okay, maybe it's...
That would just be... So, that one, I reckon I could like nut out.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon that a color catcher would probably have some form of like... It'd be a sodium something.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That will draw... Because that makes things absorb shit.
Yeah.
It would be able to be like, it would be something that, so dyes probably have a certain chemical that's pretty common.
Yeah.
The color catcher is probably coated in
that
a sodium something.
Whatever, like attracts that dye.
That will just draw the dye out.
Why? How does it get there first before my white T-shirt?
My white T-shirt
is there being like, oh, my, it's so colorful.
Yeah, my red T-shirt and my white T-shirt touching in the washing machine. And the dye is like, ooh, not today.
Well, yeah, because the dye wouldn't stick to the T-shirt,
or is it like
straight away? Anyway,
the dye is just in the. Oh wait, so the water, right? Okay, so it's like the red. You chuck them in, right?
Yeah.
So that's to start the cycle. Now you'd notice as you're looking. Oh no, the water in there is that lovely shade of pink.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I fucked this up, and all my whites are going to get got. And so we're in a regular wash,
yeah,
when it is all the water's drained away, it will leave that dye on the wipes.
Okay.
Whereas this, that magic bit of paper.
Instead of while it sits.
It's like before, you know, as it's swirling around there, it's like a bit of dye.
I bet you're right. Yeah. I bet you're right. It's about, it hanging out in there.
Yeah. And it gets it before, because then like, you know, oh, the dye's getting all on the white thing, but don't worry, it's not setting yet because water's all wet. Because
it's all still wet, baby.
It's all wet. That's true. Yeah, wet is good because if we're staying, it sets, that's harder to get out.
I wish you asked me questions that I actually knew the answers to.
Well, that's less fun.
Bungee jumping, I knew how that works.
Thank you, man.
Anyway, the Wolverine is probably one of the most leaked video games of all time.
Yes, I've heard that
there is like a playable version.
It's so playable that people have been able to make mods for it.
Why would you do that? I mean, I understand you're like,
2023.
Hey, I get it. It's leaked. It's like a playable version. It's not incredible, but it's there. And like, as someone who, say, if you are an enjoyer of video games, you're like, oh, this is going to be a fun game. To be like, well, they don't want this leaked out at the moment. It's clearly unpolished. It's clearly not finished. It's clearly going to be so many changes. Why would you try to, like, why would you kind of ruin the experience to go and play it?
Well, I think that some element of it is going to be like the joy of playing something in an early build. Like, I think intentionally, it's not like you're playing, I mean, I don't know, but this would be my guess.
Yeah.
You're not playing it because you're like, oh, I want to play the Wolverine game. Right. You don't care about that, really. Okay. What's fun is, it's like seeing behind the scenes shit.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, because like I've played early access a few things, but like, you know, like Hades is a good example. Hades 2 is a good example. It got released. I played that a lot, like a bunch.
Yeah.
But then I stopped and then I'm like, I just did not engage with it at all. And then I think, it's already, like the full version is now out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, fair enough. But like, I didn't engage with like the whole early access period because I'm like, well, I know I'm going to enjoy this game. I've played enough of this to be like, this is a fun game.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait because I don't want to have that, you know.
You don't want to wreck it for yourself. Yeah.
And I guess it's like, you know, I'm the same. But then again, I have like, you know, limited amount of time to do things.
Yeah.
Whereas if like, you know.
But I think it's also, I think
a lot of time.
It comes
Did you
from
watch the leaked version of X-Men Origins, Wolverine?
as in the movie?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know about this there?
No.
Do you not know about this?
No.
Okay, so X-Men Origins Wolverine leaked online.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which one was that one?
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
That's
Deadpool's got no mouth.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So an unfinished version of that leaked online.
Oh, yeah.
And got, like, it, like, annihilated the film's hype and stuff like that. But because a lot of people watched it and downloaded it, so they couldn't trick people into thinking it was a good movie.
Yeah,
that is a thought of good. Also, anyone that was excited to see it just watched the leaked version.
Yeah.
I've watched and listened to leaked stuff before. I get it.
Because,
there was a couple of years ago, this is actually quite a long time ago, Well, one of Peter Capaldi's seasons of Doctor Who, the first two episodes of the season leaked online early, but in black and white.
Whoa, cool.
And I was like, fuck it, I'll watch it in black and white.
Yeah, yeah.
Listening to like demos or live recordings of songs that bands haven't played out.
I mean, for me,
if
it's like,
I was clever with computers, would I have played the Wolverine?
Yeah.
I just think like a demo of a, like, you know, that to me is a very, it doesn't take up too much time.
Yeah.
Same with like even like a season of television or like a movie. It's like, well, there's a limited amount of time here, but for a game, it's like there's usually a lot of man hours involved.
I kind of get it. The less I care about the game, the more interested I think I would be.
Also, this leaked so much that people just assumed they're like, well, this will probably get cancelled now.
Because it's been like many, there's been many games people get like hyped for, and then they go, oh, and they got cancelled. And you're like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
Like, so I guess grabbing it to be like,
well,
in
case they scrub it from the internet.
You know, if I was that way inclined, I'd be like, well, I'll just download it and have it there. And then if it's like, oh, and that's been cancelled, well, at least I can fall back onto this.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'd play it just to be
It depends. For me, if I don't care about, so for example, I don't really like the Pokemon games anymore. Okay. Like, I try to play them and it just doesn't do it for me anymore. But if they're like, if I'm on Twitter and they say, hey, new Pokemon for the next generation leaked, I'm looking at that.
Well, yeah, that's looking at a thing.
Yeah.
Like a physical, I'm sitting down and
even
playing.
Even if they were
game.
Like the first four bits of the Pokemon game are leaked and easily playable, I'm like, yeah, okay. Because I don't care
enough.
If it was like, I don't know, what would I care about? Say they were like, there's a new Uncharted game coming out. And they're like, the Uncharted 5 is leaked.
Mm.
I'm probably not playing that.
Like it's leaked, but, you know, several years ago. So it's very much in like a non-completed
version. It's like an alpha
version.
I'm probably not playing that because I'd be like you. I'm like, well, I would prefer the finished product. I'm not going to get anything out of this.
Yeah.
But if I don't care about it, I'm like, well, whatever. It's just interesting, kind of, you know?
Like, I guess, I mean, I've played a few, like, alphas and that kind of stuff. Or, like, it's, like, you know, early access or whatever, where it's like, oh, hey, like, Baldur's Gate. And then, Hades too, two that come to mind, where it's just like, well, you know, the game company's like, hey, here it is. It is very, it's early access. It's going to not be great. But, hey, play, have
Give
fun, enjoy.
Yeah.
And, like, that has been, you know, in the past has been fun because it's like, oh, you watch as it changes. Because you're like, oh, I played this for a bit. And they usually give a very tailored experience, right?
Yeah.
Whereas this, it's like, it's not, if you enjoy that.
I think it's the fun, again.
The trick with leaks and stuff like that, though, is also there's, like, a moral stance with it.
That's fair.
So often if something leaks online, so the X-Men Origins Wolverine movie, there's no real... They're able to track what happened there, and the reason that it ended up online is stupid. And at the same time, there wasn't any like real dicey stuff surrounding it. It was just someone was an idiot. But with this, it was ransomware.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they were like, hey, give us $2 million or we're leaking this.
Oh.
And they leaked not just the game, but like everything, which included people's home addresses and personal information and stuff.
That seems pretty bad.
That stuff less good being on the internet.
Yeah.
I could argue.
They leaked 500,000 social security numbers.
Oh, wow. But yeah, I got to assume part of playing it is like, it's the thrill of... You kind of want the unfinished version.
Yeah, I guess.
I think it's like playing, in a weird way, from a different direction, it's like playing lost media, you know? When they go, oh, hey, we found the alpha build of this game that no one's ever played before.
Okay.
Here it is. It's like, oh, it's kind of like a behind the scenes, like seeing an early design for fucking Superman
seeing the behind the scenes stuff reading
also
like
can get you more excited
like, oh, hey.
I mean I saw an early like a unfinished version of the movie together
not leaked.
I was invited because of my good friend but like that just made me more excited for the movie
I guess
I was like holy shit also I didn't know the name of it he didn't it was crazy.
Sitting down
to be like, oh, yeah, I'll watch this movie.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I guess it's because it's tailored. It's an early screening. Hey, it's not, you know, and it's there as like a warning and like, oh, not warning, but like, you know, you're being primed. You're like, hey, it's an early thing. Hey, there's some things not polished, but like, hey, enjoy, love your feedback. And like, that feels like weirdly, I understand the, because you're like, I'm getting something early. I'm maybe even helping with the creative process by like, you know, because
giving your
like
feedback or whatever.
A survey is given out or feedback or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that there is that kind of aspect.
I think about that because there was those Grand Theft Auto leaks that happened earlier this year or late last year for Grand Theft Auto 6. And like, man, people just, I think if you're anticipating a game, like I don't
imagine.
Games
also just be built different. You gotta remember that.
I don't think, I mean, I don't know. I guess people probably are, but I feel like the hype for Grand Theft Auto 6 is higher than the hype for the Wolverine and Insomniac game.
But one could make that argument, yes.
But still, when you see those Grand Theft Auto leaks and people are just like, you know, frame by frame dissecting them, like that's just the kind of guy, I guess.
I don't know, it's just like, hey, it'll be out when it's out.
I just don't think people think like that.
Yeah, I guess they don't. They're just like, it's coming out soon. Where is it? I want it now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Let me see. Like, oh my God, this is what it's going to be like. Huge.
Yeah. Everyone needs to just calm the fuck down.
Wow, yeah, that is true, dude. Are you excited for the Wolverine game?
I think if I was in a different era of my life, At the moment, I'm like, hey, it looks kind of fun.
You have baby boy to look after.
Oh, 100%. I mean, even apart from that, to be just like, I think if I was in my teen years, Wolverine is one of my least favorite characters of the whole.
It'd be fun to play as though.
But he will be fun to play as. Yeah. And the fact that he's, you know, they're not leaning away from him just absolutely dicing people up. Yeah. Like, oh, you know, I can see this working definitely.
Well, yeah, that's like the tie-in game to the movie we were just talking about that leaked. That also has that arms and legs and heads and stuff coming off. It's satisfying.
Yeah. So like am I looking forward to it? Will I play it? Yeah, hopefully. If it comes out of PC slash is playable on the Steam Deck.
Unfortunately,
eventually,
it
will
100% not be the case.
Yeah. Oh, well, not initially.
No. Wolverine, if we're at the point now, unfortunately, any games like this, the Steam Deck will be in the rearview mirror.
Well, Steam Deck 2.
Steam Deck 2, yes.
Well, that's what I mean.
Whenever you can play it portably.
Upgradable, portable thing. I'll give it a bash. But
Steam Deck 2, dude.
Which, I understand that the Nintendo Switch, we're like, what are they going to call like the next Nintendo console? And they went, Nintendo Switch 2. You're like, used to be kind of creative a little.
I mean, they went from Nintendo Entertainment System to Super Nintendo
Entertainment System. If they called it the Super Switch, that would have been like, awesome. Let's go.
I think they just learned their lesson. Well, like, Wii U had a horrible, like, had a million bad things going for it, but the fact that it was Wii and then Wii U and then people got allegedly got confused, they were always just going to call this.
It's also an upgraded Switch.
It's really easy branding as well. Yeah. Being like,
I get it. Like, so the Switch did sell like a bazillion copies.
And
so
also, like, second highest selling console of all
time. It's also the funny thing where if you call it, say you call it the Nintendo Goober or whatever, people are going to be like, it's just a Switch.
Yeah.
And if you call it the Super Switch, people are going to be like,
it's just an upgrade. This is just an upgraded Switch. This is the Switch Pro.
But if you call it the Switch 2, you go, it's
The thing that it is.
Yeah.
2.
Yeah.
I'm there.
They should invent the Nintendo Goober, though. I think that should be their next console after the Switch 2.
How good is it that Xbox is a this is the first time I've lived through this in with a brain that functions.
Yeah.
They're about to watch a video game console withdraw from the console
wars.
Xbox.
They're just like, we're tapping out.
Well, what are they called? Their handheld console?
ROG LAX.
Yeah.
ROG LAX?
I've heard the ROG Ally.
It's
the ROG LAX.
Is apparently pretty good.
Yeah. It's $1,000. Yeah.
You fucked it, Xbox. What are you doing?
What the fuck?
Like, Microsoft have also... Since the announcement of the tariffs, Microsoft have increased the price of the Xbox Series consoles not once, but twice.
Oh, God.
Bro, it's so funny.
So,
for what?
It's like
Xbox ain't got no games,
dude. Let's go Game Pass.
Fucking cool, dude.
Well, the crazy thing is... And like, yeah, I get it. Things are expensive and that sucks.
Yeah.
Switch 2 gets announced. Everyone's like, are you fucking serious at this price point? Yeah. Now it's the cheapest console.
Yeah. That's absolutely so funny, dude. And hey, don't get me wrong. Nintendo's still pulling awesome shit. Like, you got the Nintendo Online sort of Game Pass thing. You want to play Virtual Boy games? Yeah, 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 you can. But you got to spend $100 on a virtual.
If you're John Poro, you can buy a cardboard for 30 bucks.
If you want the Devo version.
So it's a bit of cardboard, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. And when you're done, you can shove it up your ass.
I'm Johnny Nintendo. Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Nintendo.
That's so funny, dude.
And also, we're porting Wii games to Switch 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Thank you.
$110 for both of them.
Wait, each?
No.
$110 for both.
I get both? That's nice.
Yeah, but you probably already got one of them.
Maybe.
If you purchased the Mario Triple Bundle, which is no longer available.
Yeah.
Suck my ass.
Yeah, I'm Nintendo.
I'm Bowser.
Yeah. But yeah, Microsoft is somehow doing worse than
that. And
it's
just so funny.
And PS5 ain't got no games.
PS5 ain't got no games.
The PS5, even if you count games that made its way to PC, they've only released like 10 first party games or something, maybe 15.
It's bonkers. I mean, Xbox just got, it's like, what IPs does it have? Fucking
Halo?
Anthem? Oh yeah, Halo.
They had
Destiny?
Banjo-Kazooie for a bit.
They still do.
Yeah.
They got Banjo-Kazooie.
Well, they got Banjo-Kazooie then.
They had Perfect Dark, just cancelled the remake.
Yeah.
They got...
Clanker's bad fur day. Clonker, what's his name?
Clonker the squirrel.
Clumble the squirrel. Him.
Conker's
bad fur day. Yeah. They do have that.
They've got... So yeah, all the rare stuff. So Banjo-Kazooie, Conker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whoever the guy in Nuts and Bolts is.
Yeah.
Bottles, the mole, rest in peace.
Yeah.
The perfect, Gruntilda.
They got Gruntilda.
They got Gruntilda.
The Perfect Dark Lady.
Yeah, Joanna Dark. Yeah.
Joanna Dark.
Cool name. Yeah. Sexy, hot, beautiful
hot,
woman.
Beautiful woman.
So what else? They got Halo. Yeah. They had Sea of Thieves, but that's going cross-platform.
Yes. You can get Sea of Thieves all over the place.
They had the Forza series, but I think that also just went cross-platform.
Yeah.
Gears of War. Also just got released on PS5 and bombed horrifically.
Yeah, okay.
They've got...
What else?
Okay.
What about...
Oh, they got Blinks the Time Cat.
Yeah, bring back Blinks, dude.
Okay. So sounding like they don't have a lot
I'm so interested. What other IPs...
A lot of IPs like this.
Do they have... they could make an exclusive Age of Empires? Battletoads? Crackdown?
Oh, they got Crackdown.
They should make a Crackdown. Fable? There's a new Fable coming out with super hands in it.
Unless they've canceled it, which they
which
might
they
have.
May
they
have.
Love to do that.
Why are they canceling? They made that thing that was there for maybe 2 days and then it got pulled. It was
Concord.
Like, yeah?
Yeah.
That was Concord. Sony.
Oh, that was Sony.
Yeah, Concord, Sony.
And that was the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
They really don't have much, dude. Some game called Lips.
Okay.
Xbox is Lips.
Do I play as Lips?
It was a karaoke game. It was a karaoke game called Lips. Ori? But that's cross-platform.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Psychonauts, but that's cross-platform.
Yeah.
Well, Quake?
But I guess that's also
cross-platform. Zoo Tycoon? Yeah. Look, Xbox is fucked is the real answer here.
This wasn't like back in the day, wasn't it? Like Xbox was like, no, we're not just a game system. We are actually a home entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need any fancy schmancy.
You can watch a movie on
whatever
this
you want on this
console.
Thing. And then it's not just for video games, it's for other teams.
And then PlayStation was like, yeah, we'll do that too.
And then like,
and Xbox was like, fuck.
Shut up.
fuck.
What did you do that for?
How can we separate ourselves,
guys,
dude?
Yeah, we could play Blu-rays. Shut
fuck.
Up. Shut
fuck
up.
Fuck.
Shut up.
When Nintendo's never made that promise and it doesn't even matter.
Nintendo's like, oh. Yeah, we'll release a Nintendo Switch 2 version of YouTube eventually.
Yeah.
Haven't even done that yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fuck you, play Mario Kart.
All right, I will.
Okay, I will.
Hey.
It's happening, dude.
I got one right here.
Here's a Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
Beautiful game.
Thank you very
beautiful
much.
Monkey.
Yeah. I wonder with the Wolverine game, because I know Joel Zammit and Joel Duschel, my two beautiful friends.
Yes.
I got platinum on Spider-Man and then were just like, yeah, it's like a 3 out of 5.
Yes. I wonder how, if that trend will continue with the Wolverine game where you go, I've clocked it. I've reached like, I've 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, Like, I wonder if that's just what these games look like and how different this is going to feel ultimately.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, yeah, because it's not an open world and because it is, if it's like, you know, hub worlds and there's stuff to do and it's a narrative thing, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm a bit more, maybe the end will be a bit more, I guess, rewarding.
Yeah.
Or it feels like, oh, I've actually completed this and I feel good about this as opposed to, well, I just was like, yeah, I was spiraling around and collecting the things just to collect the things.
Yeah. The movement, I guess, of this is going to feel... Like, at least with the Spider-Man games, you go, it's just fun to swing around.
Yeah. I guess with Wolverine, it's going to be, oh, it's fun to slice and dice my enemies, because I'm guessing you're going to go into, like, a berserker rage and just kind of be able to, like, jump from one to the other. Because I was thinking it'd be weird, when it comes to video games, like, losing, i.e., or dying is such an integral part of, like, some of the video games of, like, I'm getting injured, I failed, or whatever. Wolverine is just, he can heal from anything.
I wonder if they'll do a kind of, in a really weird way, like a Sekiro thing where you die and then your enemies leave you and then you can be, like, and heal and then you come back after a period of time. So that it's kind of like you lose the fight, but the momentum of the game doesn't really stop.
That would be
in quite
cool.
the same way.
Yeah. Otherwise, like, you know, oh, you're not game over.
Yeah. You're like, well, I'm Wolverine, so I will come back.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing what else is coming out next year for video games.
Yeah.
See what else is gonna, you know,
compete
be
with the Wolverine.
Fighting for my Wolverine attention.
Yeah.
Because it's spring 2026.
Yeah.
Sorry, fall 2026, but that's America. Spring for us, so that's like September to September, October, November.
Good games coming out?
I mean, like, a lot of stuff doesn't have dates yet, so it's hard to say exactly what's coming out. But there's some big stuff, like, obviously Grand Theft Auto 6.
Mm-hmm. Wolverine will struggle against Grand Theft Auto 6.
But Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out in May.
Okay.
Where Wolverine, bit later than that.
It could. It might be the kind of thing, I feel like this happens where, like, a huge game like Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out, and then in, like, 5 years they go... Oh, it's a shame this was overshadowed by Grand Theft Auto 6 because the Wolverines, it's a pretty fun little title, you know?
And, like, I think it will be a fun game.
Yeah, I think,
like,
it'll
I
be.
I think it, I if it is an open world, it's not, which is great.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, the best decision for that kind of game.
I
because
agree.
I don't think, Wolverine doesn't really.
It doesn't feel like it
he
would
doesn't
be
need
more
be,
annoying than anything else to be like, I gotta run to the other side of Madripoor.
Yeah, especially if it's like, oh, this is in Madripoor, or this part's in the wilderness of Canada, or this part is in, like, Massachusetts, and this part is in, like, you know, we go back in time to whatever it is, or this time, you know, shit like that. I'm like, okay, yeah, sick.
Yeah.
That'll be great. And I know, I think from the leaks that, like, you get to play as Jean Grey at some point.
Oh, cool.
Which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I imagine you would get to play as Mystique as well at some point.
Yeah, it wouldn't
shock
me.
She was revealed in the trailer, like, for stealth missions.
Remember
and shit.
That next year's also got Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra coming out, the Captain America Black Panther game.
Which also apparently looks pretty fun from what I've heard.
Yeah.
But people are also, like, it on tenterhooks as to whether or not it's going to
actually
who's
come
making
out.
That one?
Yeah.
Skydance New Media.
Yeah. I know there was an Iron Man game.
Oh, yes.
I think EA. Maybe we're doing.
There were some rumors,
but then
about
I'm pretty sure now is EA is up for sale for some real great other, like, potential companies there.
Yeah, it is.
Saudi Arabia's buying EA.
Yeah, wow, dude.
Yeah, or maybe, like, maybe Jared Kushner.
Yeah. Cool. So
cool.
Yeah. If anyone's got $50 billion and wants to buy Electronic Arts,
you could.
And you are a better person than Jared Kushner or Saudi Arabia,
chuck your hat in the ring.
Yeah, why
maybe
not?
Step
dude.
Up.
Jump on in.
If you're listening to Baseless Speculation and you have $50 billion and you haven't sent us $1 million,
what's wrong with you, dude?
Dude, $1 million to you, a $50 billion guy,
nothing, dude.
You
that's
could buy
nothing.
A whole company. We wouldn't change. You could just be like, "That's mine."
Yeah,
we'd
exactly,
be like, "That's
dude.
Awesome."
No
we
worries.
Have, we have. Money,
yeah, you fly us out to your mansion, dude.
We could do
shows.
Live shows for you just for you,
you and your tigers.
We'll be able to do, like, the It's Always Sunny thing where we won't be so stressed anymore because we'll have money, so we can just, like,
get
we'll all,
like,
get
look
plastic
after us.
Well, we'll go real fat and then we'll go real shredded.
I'm just gonna keep getting penis enlarging surgery.
Ah, clever.
You're gonna have this face that every episode.
The scar tissue means that when I piss, it's not satisfying.
It shreds me somehow.
I had a regular penis and now it's a monstrosity.
I'm going to get really obsessed with having the thinnest neck possible. Mm.
Oh, you can have a thin neck. I'll get really thin lips.
Yeah, that's great, dude.
Yeah. Saying, what if I get that like surgery that like Mr. Gattaca does where he gets like leg surgery, makes him real tall.
Oh, that's...
But what if I go real silly with it?
Yeah.
You know, like real...
Knees up to here.
Yeah. Like real fragile, bird-like legs, I reckon.
But so tall and so beautiful. Tall. Yeah, that's going to be really good. Maybe I'll become obsessed, maybe because, you know, people say I have a round head. Mm-hmm. I become obsessed with having like the perfect sized head.
And rounder.
I keep getting to shave more and more off till it's the size of a baseball.
And then that's good.
Preening like this. I'm like, oh, it's so beautiful.
And that's all $1 million.
That's all it would do to us, dude. Yeah. Can you fathom how good that would be?
Oh, that's beautiful.
What are
so many fucking Marvel games coming out next year because there's also that fighting game.
Oh, yes. The
Turcon, Fighting Souls, the 4v4 fighter. It's like Marvel v. Capcom, but 4v4 and only Marvel.
Yeah. Mm.
Cool.
What are other Marvel characters would like? What would be your ideal Marvel character to get this kind of Insomniac?
I was thinking about semi-open world, open world game. I don't know about ideal, but I'm like in the Spider-Man game. Yeah. You see, like, oh, this is, you know, Doctor Strange, like Sanctum, Sanctorum, whatever, and you're like, oh, that could be fun. A Doctor Strange game could be fun because that could be an open world thing.
Yeah,
and you're doing more like magic shit. Like, he's not my favorite, like, you know, character.
But from a video game perspective,
like, that'd be fun.
Could be fun.
And again, yeah, if Insomnia had the Iron Man stuff, like, that'd be fun as well. Like, going around doing, like, you know, because you could do a bunch of stuff with like Iron Man that, you know, it could be interesting where it's like, well, it's similar gameplay, but, you know, oh, this time, you know, for this mission, it's like, you know, Riri. For this mission, it's like what's her name? Like Iron something?
I don't know.
When Gwyneth Paltrow's...
Oh, Rescue.
Rescue? Yeah. Mission, it's Rescue. It's this mission, it's the war machine. It's this...
And even like, oh, it's different suits and shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, there's a heap of different suits. Because again, like, it's part of the Spider-Man, like, you think, different collectibles or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, like for Iron Man, it makes sense where you're like, oh, I'm going to design this particular suit, which is kind of, you know, could be fun. In terms of like, I'm always a big fan of like the Marvel stuff, but again, it's, look, I would love to do something like an XCOM Marvel thing.
I think
it'd be kind of fun, especially with like, you know, that turn-based strategy thing with all the different mutant powers and like being able to kind of plan that. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the only one.
Could be. Probably. I don't know. I think that like,
but like, you get into an
X-Men game. That's probably the way to do it.
Like, I would love like, like Into the Breach, but like, you know, mutants and shit.
That'd be
fun. But again, like, you know, that's too small.
Yeah.
For, like the X-Men or like the, you know, Marvel. No, we got to go big. We got to do something like something else.
I'm trying to think of like what Marvel character has like movement that would be fun to play around with. Like, who would I enjoy?
Yeah, I think like, Iceman would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true. Sliding around.
Sliding around, making ice, you know, surfing
Turn, basically
surfing the web.
Yeah, you know, kind of doing like Alex Mack, you know, turning into a puddle, going somewhere else.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Doing that kind
Ghost
of bullshit.
Rider? Driving up buildings could be all right.
Yeah. It's
Night
really...
Nightcrawler, teleporting and shit?
What the fuck?
How do you teleport in a video game?
Yeah, like having teleporting being like the main thing you can do is so fun. Do you know who would be good? Beast.
Yeah, running around. Yeah.
But then you just go
use
like...
use your powers.
Yeah, that would be good.
But it would just be like a man who could then become like basically small King Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, Ant-Man, actually.
Oh, Ant-Man would be fun.
Into a urethra.
Whoa. Well, it's like Operation and Ant-Man together at last.
The brand new Xbox video game exclusive for the ROG Ally or whatever.
ROG Ally X.
Dr. Ant-Man.
That's right. You go into penis.
Yeah.
The front cover is just knob and Ant-Man standing in the middle of the knob hole with a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I reckon he's doing the Fonz hands.
Hey. Wow.
Join Ant-Man on an adventure where you shrink down to micro size to climb into your best friend's penis and break down their kidney stone.
So he's not actually a doctor.
No, that's a once in a lifetime adventure where it's one man versus one kidney stone via the urethra.
If you had a kidney stone in you, would you trust Ant-Man to go in there and
he's
sort
a doctor.
It out?
Dude, imagine trying to piss out a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems bad.
Yeah, so, dude. With like my best friend, Ant-Man.
Yeah, fair enough.
Real tiny, going inside me to help me out and break that down. Thanks, man.
I had a friend who had a kidney stone, and he did say it was like pure hell.
Yeah. So having maybe my I'd best get friend Ant-Man to go up there.
I believe that both our good friend Andrew Levins and our other good friend Nick Mason have both had kidney stones before.
Yeah, oof. Dude. Why do you get kidney stones? Drinking too much Pepsi Cola.
Yeah, that will do it.
I think that, that is what I've heard.
Oh, no. I don't drink that much Pepsi Cola.
Coffee? My house.
I was going to say, is coffee up there?
Yes. Like,
boys, you're going to get a shredded knob.
Guess what's in my future?
We're all going to get kidney stones.
I'll let you know if I would have preferred Ant-Man in my penis. And I'm going to be like,
unfortunately, we're all now in the danger age of kidney stones.
Is there anything? What if I get into sounding now?
That's
going to
make it worse.
How will it make it worse?
Because you'll be so into sounding that you won't be able to stop for 1 minute, you pushing the stone back in.
Oh, I thought I'd make the the tube bigger for the stone to fall right out.
No, because your
penis is always going to be in such pain. You're not going to be able to tell. Well, it's a kidney stone, and what's just the result of your active sounding lifestyle?
Yeah. Because I heard it's so addictive. You just once you start, you just can't stop,
dude.
Yeah, that's the problem of sound.
I think if I got a kidney stone or if I got the inklings of one, I just like go on. Because I know there's that roller coaster in Disneyland that'll shred it for you.
Yeah.
So I just would like to. I just want to shake my body around.
Surely these days you just they use like a sound wavy thing to break it up, right?
I think you gotta pass it a lot of the time.
Nah. Yeah, you gotta. Fuck
my life, dude.
Bro. Yeah. Bro. Fuck.
And you know,
is there anything I can consume now? drink
lots of water. I'm guessing.
Okay, I could do that.
I think you just gotta
I need to do? Because water, that's one approach.
Hey, and this is this is useful for the listeners too.
How to prevent kidney stones?
Because once again, do not want to.
No,
do that.
You don't want to piss a jagged little rock, dude.
My little tiny
salt
penis.
And animal protein intake. You want to. Cut that.
Oh, okay. It's like include up that? All right.
And don't go in saunas so often.
Okay, that I can easily do.
Drink plenty of fluids, especially water. Aim for clear urine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of fruits and veggies. All right. Okay.
Drink water consistently throughout the day and night.
Okay. We're actually drinking coffee throughout the day.
Do not cut out calcium is something else they're saying. So lots of milk, dude.
Okay.
One cup of milk a day.
Okay, so that's app cereal. That's I've got milk with cereal. That's good. That's good.
What about this? Passing a kidney stone is often described as one of the most painful experiences a person can have.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, it's usually not a one-time event. Studies show that after you pass one kidney stone, you have a 50 to 75% chance of having another one.
So after like sweating profusely, screaming and being like, that was the worst. Thank God it is over. You're like, oh, hang on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I have a 70 to 50% chance of another?
Yep. Oh, and lemonade, apparently.
Good
is apparently
is good.
Like what kind of lemon? Like
as the
lemonade?
Saying goes, make lemonade. Next time you drive past a lemonade stand, consider your kidneys. Lemonade is a common home remedy for kidney stones.
Do I need to drink it or dip my dick in it?
No, lemonade isn't Sprite though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I figured.
Uric acid, cysteine, and calcium oxalate. Uh-huh. Kidney stones are often treated with alkali citrate, an alkaline or base, such as potassium citrate. If urine citrate is low and urine pH levels are too low, but too acidic, medications like potassium citrate can help.
What I'm guessing is, all right, so step one, get into sounding.
Yeah.
Step two, get a funnel. Yeah. Step three, get some good old fashioned granny's lemonade.
Yeah, and put it down your penis.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, that sounds excruciatingly painful.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
That's a good way to get penis thrush.
Yeah. I unfortunately think that based on our lifestyles, that at least one of us in this room is going to have to go through this. And by the sounds of it, more than once. God, I wish I was drinking heaps of water right now.
I'm like, fuck.
God, I'm so scared.
God, I got to chug some water now.
I do not want to get a kidney stone.
I think we're gonna.
Well, what are the odds? Inevitable.
Is it a 1 in 3?
I think it's a 3 in 3 at this point.
No. It can't be 100% of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to.
Surely.
No.
What's the stats?
1 in 10, man.
Okay. That's good. Our odds are good.
Odds are forever in our favor.
Oh. Yeah, dude. It could be none of us.
Could be none of us.
We might go through life with no kidney stones.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Let's just drink lots of water. Drink heaps of lemonade, dude.
Lots of water. Get into sounding.
Get into sounding. Okay. Yeah, so
where was sounding on that preventative? It wasn't on there, you say.
Well, I didn't read the whole list.
Oh, so much still
we might have just missed
well.
It, dude. We might have just missed it.
Yeah.
It's probably good you
get into
sounding.
Does caffeine affect kidneys?
Yeah. Oh, no. That's a bad face.
Caffeine.
No.
Is it good for our kidney stones, though, dude? Yeah.
It could.
Okay.
Reduce kidney injury.
Yeah.
Stones, though.
Yeah.
You found
does
anything?
Caffeine cause kidneys?
It feels like it should, doesn't it? Drinking a lot of coffee feels like
I wrote, does caffeine be cause kidney stone?
Caffeine reduces the risk of kidney stone.
Boys.
We're so fine.
We're going to be okay.
We have never
especially
been
especially like,
fine.
We don't, I don't know about you. In fact, I know for sure. Yeah. You're not sugar and coffee pieces of shit. Sorry, hey, just quick shout out to anyone who puts coffee in the
coffee in their sugar?
Sorry. Just a quick shout out to anyone who puts sugar in their coffee. I do not respect you.
What are you doing? Why would you do that?
Look, I think if you're starting out and there's a bit too bitter for you and you have a bit of sugar, that's fair enough. Also, sometimes if you go
if
you go to a cafe and they've really like fucked it up, sometimes
that's
you're
true.
Like,
sometimes
the only
need
time to save this is maybe
sugar,
a bit
that,
of
that
sugar.
That is true.
And that's all right.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if you're putting a full on tablespoon and then multiple of that, you are a child.
Yeah.
Stop drinking.
Get fucking milkshake if you're going to do that, dude.
Yeah.
No disrespect to milkshake.
You are a baby, and I think you go back to the breast milk that you are probably missing.
Yeah.
You
go to your local barista and say,
absolutely,
give me the breast milk spot.
Yeah. Is there any, do you have any formula there?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I am once again a
turns
baby.
Out I'm a big baby,
a
dude.
Big baby.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
Do we have any swings for the fences for the Wolverine?
Oh, yeah. Right. I was talking about
video game.
A Professor X level.
Vic, maybe.
Yes, please. A Professor X level, what are you imagining? Wheel him through the X mansion?
Yeah.
Looking for his keys?
Yeah.
Look for your keys.
I must activate Professor X vision.
Oh, my keys.
And you gotta like jump through everyone's like brain.
Yeah.
Wolfsbane, do you have it?
Huh?
I'm gonna use Wolfsbane. I'm gonna turn. Look. Rain, shut up. You're turning into a wolf now.
Let me sniff for my keys.
Stop complaining. Stop it.
And then when you find them at the end of the level, he picks up the keys and he spins them with his finger and he's like, oh, I don't need to go anywhere.
Where was I going?
They were in the keys safe place. Time to put them back.
That's good. I'm confident.
And then in the background, Wolfbane getting hit by a car.
Yeah. And then it goes, boom, S rank.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's
I
the true
it.
Ending. Professor X kills him.
You got to get S plus, dude, if you want to do it properly.
Yeah,
speed run that shit.
Yeah. I think that they're going to follow the Spider-Man trajectory where you will play as some characters that aren't Wolverine.
Yeah.
I mean, Green.
I mean, that's
already Green
been
Jay.
Been.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jean Grey.
A character of your own invention.
Probably
yes.
Mystique. There'll be a secret somewhere. Because the thing that leaked was vertical slices of the game. So it's not like people have
a full playable thing.
The whole game from start to finish.
I think the Jean Grey thing was leaked.
Who's Madripoor guy?
Patch? I mean, it's Wolverine.
Yeah, but is there like a club? I mean, he'll have outfits. Patch would be one of them.
But you like, is there a particular Madripoor guy? Supervillain?
Or is it Patch?
He's just like, oh, it's like the Yakuza, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like,
so it's not like
Yukuri, I think I know.
So, like,
Yuri?
Anyway. Like, you know what I mean, though. Like, so, like.
Like how, like, Batman is Gotham's guy. Yeah. Who's Madripoor's guy?
I don't think Madripoor has a guy.
Yeah. Because that's more just like.
It's just more like, we need a place that's sort of like, you know, like Japan.
Yeah.
That we can go there and basically do the Yakuza.
Yeah. Do samurai shit or whatever as well.
Do you reckon there'll be an X-23?
No.
Reference at all?
Not yet.
No.
They might do. These games have post-credit scenes. So
I think they could be. I think they could be like
Cindy Moon's a post-credit scene. Fuck! Spoilers!
Damn
just
it,
kidding.
Whomst?
Cindy Moon.
I don't know that person.
Cindy Moon.
I don't know that
Silk.
Person.
Oh! The one that's got pheromones that makes Peter want to fuck her.
Yeah, except her.
Thank you. I want to say Dan Slott.
Probably.
An incredible character.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see X-23 as them testing the waters to be like, would you play an X-23 game?
Could do a post-credit thing, which is like
Spider-Man.
Like X-23 and Sabretooth.
Sabretooth will be in the show.
I don't reckon.
That's my swing for defense, though, Sabretooth.
Yeah, I reckon he'll be for a potential sequel.
Yeah, well, because like Sabretooth's your big pal. You know, he's your Venom, right?
Yeah.
He's your big guy. He's your, like, everyone is expecting that. Don't put it in, you're like,
where is he?
But Venom's, I guess there's going to be like, if he's doing Madripoor, it's like Madame Viper and all that kind of shit. I guess Madame Viper's your Madripoor guy.
Yeah. Madame Viper.
Madame Viper, dude.
I reckon Spider-Man post-credits scene.
Yeah.
Because they've said in 2023, like it's the same Earth.
Yeah.
Like a Wolverine Spider-Man little team up.
Yeah.
But the next, because the next Spider-Man game is a Venom game, I think.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Because when they hacked Insomniac and leaked all this stuff, a timeline also got released.
Was that also in the leaks where they're like, oh, there was a Spider-Verse game that we're not getting?
Yeah, it was like an online only multiplayer game.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Huh. Cindy Moon, is that the actual, is that the character I'm thinking of?
Silk.
She's the daughter of someone that's seeing Miles' as mom at the end of
Silk game?
One of them. Well, she'll be playable in one of them.
I'm shocked they've not done a Spider-Gwen game as like a
Spider-Gwen's not in the games at all.
Yeah.
Well, Gwen's not in the games at all.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because she's dead.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
But yeah, I reckon there'll be a mission where it looks like you're being, say, a Wolverine or someone that you think is, but then it's going to be the big reveal is like, oh, I've been playing as Mystique this whole time.
Imagine if it's the whole game you're playing as Mystique.
Whoa, that would be awesome.
Like, how can Wolverine die?
Oh, you're
playing as Wolverine. I was Mystique this whole time.
Yeah, I reckon there'll be definitely a mission where either you start as Wolverine and you're going about it, and there'll be like something, like the clever, like, you know, person paying attention is like,
Wait a second.
Wolverine moves a bit. Like it's like I've lost some powers or I've lost something. My progression's strange, a bit off or whatever. Or it's weird. Like usually I heal in like, you know, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Now I'm healing in like 3 point something
seconds. Yeah, something.
And then it's like, oh, Mystique. Yeah, clever. Yeah. Got me. So I reckon there'll be a bit of a little fake out there at some point.
And then I wonder if the Mystique gameplay will like transition from that to just like very basic stealth. Mm. And you'll be like, well, kind of miss being Wolverine a little bit.
It'll be the stealth of like, you know, oh, press X to turn into a guard.
Yeah. Okay,
someone saw you. Mission failed.
To start again, dude. I think it will be fun to play. Will I play it?
Have no way to play it.
Well, I've also not played any of the other sort of I mean, not that there's a like a continuity between them, but like clearly that's just a realm of gaming I'm not engaging.
Yeah, it's not for you.
That's okay.
It's the opposite of what you like.
Yeah.
They could do as in a gift. They're going to like, hey, let's say something. Here's something new and interesting. Yeah. Again, having like, you know, Silk in a video game, you're like, oh, that's interesting. Because again, it's not a huge character.
Yeah.
But having like, Wolverine's son and also Laura. And even like the other clone, Gabby. So you're having like those three in it.
The Wolverine family.
Yeah, you can always. That might be scattered around somewhere.
Family Veen.
Do you reckon Family Veen?
Family Veen.
True, brother. Do you think there'll be a moment where you've got to track someone and you press R3 to activate his Wolverine senses?
Spider-Man doesn't have.
Yeah, but Wolverine.
Vision, does
he? Oh, I know. Is it Miles, mate?
Yeah.
One of the ones. Because, you've got to do a crime scene. You press the thing, like, doof.
Yeah.
And you see a bunch of shit.
I can't remember.
So, I reckon there'll be a detective mode.
It just makes you think if there's a good
sniff mode.
Famous post about, like, a Hulk game where they're like, press R3 to activate Gamma Vision.
Yeah.
That's what games do these days.
Yeah, I reckon you'd be like, sniff vision and you're becoming like, like the hunt mode. I think maybe, I reckon now the more I'm thinking about it, it might just be like, I'm thinking what the storyline might be or whatever, but I reckon there might be something to do with, Laura or like Dakin.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Like something to do with his family. Like, oh, he's got a kid out there.
Mm.
And it's like, the more I'm thinking about it, because I'm imagining like, you're going to be playing as like, you know, Laura or you're playing as like Dakin. You're like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
There will be good costumes in this too. You get so many fun Wolverine outfits.
Like Dakin maybe is the villain.
Yeah.
You know what? Swing of the fence. Fuck it. But we'll make it like, he's fighting his own son. Doesn't realize it for a bit.
I think it'll be Sabretooth.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but I think.
Hey, that's a safe bet.
I think it's going to be Magneto.
Has Wolverine ever done arseless chaps as an outfit? I can imagine him in arseless chaps.
Maybe
very
for like
easily.
A Marvel swimsuit sort of edition. Cheeks out.
Yeah.
Cheeks out Wolverine. I can imagine cheeks out Wolverine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's because we've seen his ass in movies. Because he's nude sometimes.
And sometimes, when he's escaping from
the hopefully get the no nose Wolverine, my favorite Wolverine.
Yes, no nose, dude, no nose,
no nose, no problems.
Yeah, dude.
I'm looking up Wolverine most skimpy costume.
Sexiest you're about Wolverine. Sexiest
penis Wolverine. For sure.
Well, I'm guessing you're going to get like, you know, like the Fang costume and all of those kind of, like, you know, like, there's like so many costumes.
Patch, feral, the one cock out, circumcised on circumcised.
Yeah. The Weapon X one where he's got a big old machine on his head.
Yeah,
true.
That kind of shit.
Future Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
Past Wolverine.
Simple jeans and a singlet Wolverine. Yeah.
Wolverine, business casual.
Oh, yeah.
They'll business be like Wolverine in a wheelchair, Professor X style.
Yeah, Professor X Wolverine. Wolverine, yeah. Professor X.
Oh, bald Wolverine.
Bald Wolverine.
Mm. Bald Wolverine.
Bald Wolverine.
Mm. Two separate skins.
Wolverine shoes tied together.
Yeah.
You move slower.
Yeah.
Clown Wolverine.
Lego
character.
Wolverine.
The Wolverine that was like done by like the Grant Morrison era where they were like,
the crucifix one?
No. This is when the films came out, so everyone was in leather.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's like, sick, what we're going to do is we're going to Wolverine a leather jacket, and he's not going to have anything underneath that.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have it open a bit.
Open so it's like, leather jacket.
You know he's sweating heaps.
Yeah.
And
he
you
stinks
know
like shit
it
in there, dude.
Sucks.
They'll probably give like a Henry Cavill skin or something.
Yeah, reference
to Deadpool and Wolverine. Will Deadpool be in this game? Wolverine's in the Deadpool game.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope not.
Me too. I don't think so.
Because I'd be scared that he'd come out of my PlayStation and hang out with me in real.
Yeah.
Because he loves to do
that. Then you got to call the police to get him out of there, dude.
Deadpool broke the fourth wall of my game, officer. Please come put him away. Open fire.
Yeah. Like, again, it's the Frank quietly drawn one. I was going to show you.
Oh, that's good.
I know. I'm familiar.
You're familiar.
That's good.
Yeah,
slick back hair,
too. One of just like, you know. That would be the most uncomfortable.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Big leather jacket
on bare skin.
Nothing else.
Are you kidding me, dude?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
In a way, that rocks.
Yeah.
Let's bring Beast back, you know? And there's like this little, like his Frank Quietly's outfit as
what?
Well.
His body proportions stress me out.
Yeah, it's when he became a cat man. I know.
Comic books need to work together now to write the most influential arcs imaginable whilst only putting their characters in G-strings.
Yes, dude.
So that then when movies come out, they're like, fuck.
Gotta be comic accurate.
Gotta be comic accurate.
That's the next, you know, like they have crises that happen across a big cross-promotion.
G-bangers only.
G-bangers only, dude.
Well, let's get like, some of like the skimpiest X-Men, like Psylocke.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in the 90s. Let's get Wolverine in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon that'd be very good.
Hulk in a G-string would be cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd have a banana hammock.
Yeah. And a fat dick.
Yeah.
You're telling me Wolverine's not packing heat, dude? I mean, Hulk?
Yeah. Wolverine famously, in canon, has a chode.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's short and squat like he is.
I have thick
Hulk's penis would probably be the size of my torso.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about, dude.
Again, apropos of nothing. And I guess answering the question before, like, which superhero would be kind of fun to play? But I reckon almost like an open world, but Thor game.
Oh, yeah.
I think it would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
You go like,
Thor
you know,
was a weird one for...
Because like the transport is like you're hurling a hammer and you're...
Yeah. Kind of flinging yourself around the game.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of like interesting.
I'd
like to play a tech demo and be like, I hope they don't make a full game of it.
Yeah.
I think it would be like that. You'd be like, this is fun for a bit, but
this is
I tire of
this.
What about Daredevil? It's just a blank screen, but people are yelling and you can just hear your stuff.
Well, you got to press R3 for Daredevil vision.
Daredevil, but you have no powers? Is what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's just scary.
Yeah. It sounds good, dude.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's jump to, instead of jumping to the emails, I want to jump to some of the Spotify comments for today's email segment, but you can email us bsboyspod@gmail.com. And if you want to support us, please sign up for Baseless Speculation Plus. Get a bonus episode of Baseless Speculation every month, plus ad free content.
Exactly. Every month, Jackson's like, don't worry,
I'll watch
Shang-Chi. And every time we do this,
people say it's a really good movie. And one day I hope to find out if that's true.
Yeah, because he's going to do it the next.
The next one I will watch it. So if you want to be there, if you want to see the one episode where I really do watch Shang-Chi, please sign up to Baseless Speculation Plus. Links in the show notes.
I'm always an eternal optimist, Jack, but you're really...
That's brave of you, dude.
Yeah.
Wearing me down.
This comment is from 12137440025. Sorry to anyone I activated.
But thank you for listening.
They say, this is in response to our Wake Up Dead Man episode about Knives Out. Loving Zammit not knowing about a haunting in Venice, despite them doing a baseless episode about it.
Yeah, that is true.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, yeah. So we said a haunting in Venice, and you were like, what's that?
Does
yeah.
he know what we mean now?
Okay. So.
What do you think we're referring to?
What are we talking about?
I think. Mm-hmm. Is this a Poirot?
Yes. Yes. It's the third Poirot movie.
I was very shocked that there
you
was
were like,
three.
Oh, there's three, but we did a whole episode.
Whole ass episode.
Were you in it, though?
Was I in it?
Because we did it.
I in it? It might have been.
Who was it with?
I don't know.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Or is it vaguely familiar? But it also could have been, because of the kind of movie it is, an episode where we were like, who cares? I talked about sounding our penises instead or something.
It is an episode with Dave Warnocky.
So you are correct. Okay. I am not in that.
Are you not in it, though?
I'm not in that.
I don't know. I don't remember doing an episode with Dave Warnocky on Baseless Speculation.
Yeah.
Am I in it?
Is it just Dave?
That's
all Dave. Just Dave just came to the studio and had a chat. I think this was the era where I was like, I'm taking a bit of a break for personal
reasons. Yeah, you might be right.
But I also, hang on.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's mid-2023.
Yeah.
You might have been out. Might have been purely us.
Because I thought that was during lockdown that happened.
No. So, hey, Joel Zammit, absolved. And 12137440 25.
Pay attention.
Well, thankfully, you've been
deactivated.
Yeah.
I look forward to the next one being like, no, Zammit was.
Yeah. He's in it. It's him and Dave.
Just those two. Yeah, Zammit kept being like, it's my favorite. I'm looking so forward to watching.
I love
this.
Poirot, and I know all of the stories. Yeah. This next comment is on our based rewind of Tron and Tron Legacy. Mm-hmm. This is from BG, probably. They say, would love to hear your thoughts on the SpongeBob movies.
Really something to think about.
Yeah.
Love the first SpongeBob film. Big fan.
It is good, dude.
Funny. It's funny. Yeah. Funny
I'm ready.
Shit.
Funny shit from SpongeBob and the rest of those fuckers, dude.
Yeah. They're funny underwater fuckers.
Dude, in that underwater
dude,
world.
When they stick those mustaches on.
Dude, this guy's a funny fucker, right?
Oh, dude, this guy's a full-on pisser.
Yeah.
Never Scarlett seen. Johansson's the hot one.
Yes, dude. Sandy Cheeks.
No. Patrick.
Yeah. The mermaid girl.
Yeah. Patrick's like, did you see my underwear? She's like, no, Patrick. And he's like, did you want to?
Yeah.
That's classic Patrick
Riz.
Classic
Patrick Riz, dude.
They're goofy goobers.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, dude.
David Hasselhoff.
They go on his back and ass.
Yeah, and they stab him in the ass. SpongeBob and he's real unhappy about it.
Stressful shit.
Oh, yeah. They're going to die?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Have you seen any of the other SpongeBob movies?
No, but I've seen the trailer for the new one because people were saying, whoa, this is crazy. Yeah. And I was watching the trailer and I was trying to figure out what the what part people thought was like
crazy.
SpongeBob shits an actual brick, but then the joke is that he's like, oh, that's my lucky brick. So he just had it in his pocket.
Yeah.
But there's two shots of Patrick Starr's really fat ass.
Whoa.
And I was like, is it that? Maybe it turns out it was the shitting the brick thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they've started making SpongeBob in a horrific animation style.
Yes.
Bring back the 2D.
Absolutely.
I've never seen a SpongeBob movie, nor have I seen an episode of SpongeBob.
Brother.
Oh, damn, you gotta be watching SpongeBob.
What the fuck? SpongeBob's good. It
missed me, you know?
I think it would have missed me, but when I lived in Scotland, we had Sky, which is like Foxtel. Yeah. Me and my brother watched heaps of SpongeBob, dude, so I became a SpongeBob guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think after, so there was SpongeBob, the movie, and there was...
Isn't the voice of SpongeBob
Tom Kenny?
Is it that guy that got arrested for being an insurrectionist?
No.
Or am I thinking of someone else?
Yeah, they're both in Mr. Show, but you're thinking of a different guy. You're thinking of Johnson.
Yeah.
What's his... Is it John?
The guy who was in...
Jake Johnson.
Jimmy Pesto or whatever his name was.
Jimmy Pesto and the guy who did the story of Everest.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Him.
Yeah. No. Tom Kenny, as far as I know, is...
Tom Kenny controversy.
There's no controversies.
Okay. I thought that... the guy that got arrested was in a SpongeBob.
I don't think so. As far as I know, he wasn't. He may have been.
Mm. Maybe additional voices.
Yeah, maybe he played some fish or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
The only...
Yes.
Tom Kenny controversy.
That SpongeBob has got in trouble for is that... He advocated for during SNL in 2003.
Yeah.
Tom Kenny was on SNL.
I know this, yeah.
And there was a skit with vulgar depictions of SpongeBob, including him advocating for the war on terror.
Yeah.
But it was a joke.
Yeah. And then after that, Tom Kenny was no longer allowed to be...
the voice of SpongeBob? No, as in like
he almost got fired.
Yeah, yeah, and they were like, you can no longer go on SNL. I think they were like, brother, you cannot do that with our IP.
Okay.
Which is funny.
It's like you can't be saying stuff about SpongeBob without our approval.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of crazy that SpongeBob almost missed both of you, because we're firmly in the age bracket that it's for us, sort of.
Yeah. Okay.
It starts in 99.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Just hitting my teens.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you'd probably getting pretty close to discovering pornography. But yeah, SpongeBob was huge.
Brother. Yeah,
dude.
I'd have been like 13.
I saw the first movie in the cinema and I pissed my pants. Dude, me too. I was like, fuck.
But was the second SpongeBob movie the one where they just like were like, it's CGI animation now and it.
Yeah, that was 2015, Sponge Out of Water.
Sponge Out of Water. And then there was a Sandy Cheeks movie that was also apparently.
Well, Sponge on the Run is 2020.
Yeah.
Spin-off, Saving Sandy Cheeks, 2024.
Yeah. Gotta save them cheeks.
There's plankton the movie as well. Fuck, they're shitting these out.
Yeah, dude.
But what if they're sick?
They might be sick, yeah, dude. I don't know.
But the creator of SpongeBob, I think the movie's the last thing he did. It's like the Simpsons thing again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Last comment. This is on our Bag Puss episode.
Yeah.
I'm a mid-30s boy from Sydney, and I grew up on Bagpuss. My wife is English, and she also grew up on Bagpuss, as well as all of our British friends. We in the 30-something Bagpuss community are very excited for this movie.
No, you're not. Don't lie to us.
I don't believe you're seeing that there's a Bagpuss movie coming out. Like, what could you be getting excited about? What are you excited to see?
Yeah.
Gee, I hope Bagpuss... Sounds horrible.
Yeah. I hope he looks like garbage and scares me.
Dude, I think sitting in the cinema and hearing the Bagpuss theme song would be one of the most uncomfortable experiences. I think if I was sitting in the cinema and I hear the doong, doong, I think I would look around and I would all of a sudden be the only person in the cinema.
And then there would be like a flicker on the screen and there'd be a man with a knife.
Yeah.
I'm excited to experience.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can get I think to watch that by yourself in the cinema is like the ultimate way to watch the Bagpuss movie.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in purgatory. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm dead.
And I think you want to watch it as the last screening of the night. So when you leave, the shopping center you're seeing it in is pretty much deserted and you have to walk out to your car alone. Mm. I think that's the best way to watch. Yeah,
see, I think maybe like if it's like a 4 p.m.
Oh, that's good
screening,
too.
But then when you leave, it's also like an abandoned.
Yeah, yeah. You've actually got there at midday and you've gone in with a bunch of people, but when you leave, there's no one around.
No one.
And when you get to the exit of the shopping center, the door doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it's really misty outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the kind of ideal.
And then you hear over the loudspeaker, boom. 10, 9.
Boom. Yeah.
8. And you go, what are they counting down to?
Your death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
And then, oh. Echoing from deeper in the shopping center, you go, Bagpuss is big and he's coming to kill me.
And you hear like a
he doesn't even have any fucking bones.
You're
dude.
So right in the fact that Bagpuss has the same energy as the baby from Resident Evil.
Yeah,
yeah.
And somebody should mod Bagpuss into Resident Evil. Resident Bagpuss
could be the name of the mod. Called, yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Baseless Speculation. Mm-hmm. Again, if you want to support us, please sign up to Baseless Speculation Plus. I'm excited for the Wolverine game, but I probably won't play it.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I will play it 100% unless for some reason between now and then my PlayStation breaks.
Yeah. Which could happen, dude.
Or I die.
Could spill some milk on it. Could spill some milk on yourself.
Yeah. Mm. I think I might just keep saying something about like, yeah, looking forward to that unless something happens to me. So then if something does happen to me, it's going to seem hella suspicious.
Yes, dude.
They got him.
They did.
They got him and he knew they were coming.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell us what because I think he's... done something.
Well, thank you.
I've been reading some texts, and I'm really keen for the Wolverine unless something happens to me.
Well, thank you, boys, very much for coming on Baseless Speculation.
No worries.
I love your show.
Thank you so much.
I want to listen to that and support that. All I got to do is search for Thumb Cramps.
Thumb Cramps. It's a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. It's hosted by me, Joel Dusher, and my good friend Jackson Bailey.
Hello.
I changed our Instagram bio recently to say a normal video game review podcast hosted by Joel Joel Dusha and his good friend Jackson Bailey. That's funny to me for some reason.
Yeah, it's good. Slowly sort of degrading my title in the show.
No, you're still a host. Yeah. It's just funny to be like, he's a host and my good friend.
Yeah, my good friend and co-host, my good friend and special guest, my good friend.
My friend.
Yeah.
My friend and co-host, my friend and guest.
Yeah.
It's available wherever you get podcasts. Every week, me and Jackson are joined by a guest. We all review a video game. We go, is this good?
Yeah.
How many thumbs out of five are you giving it? Mm. And then we read normal emails and everyone has a good time.
Exactly. Mm. That sounds like it's up your alley. Please find us and listen to us.
Yeah. Subscribe.
Do all download. That good shit, dude. God, for God's sakes.
Get on a bus.
Get on a bus.
Tell people about it.
See where it goes.
Both the bus and the podcast.
Yes.
Guys, have you heard the video game review podcast Thumb Cramps or the movie speculation podcast based on pop culture speculation podcast based on speculation? Also, this bus.
Is this, dude, didn't they have a weird little mini stroke at that point?
What's up?
Yeah. Maybe.
What's
maybe.
Up? Anybody got any questions?
Anyone any questions? Hey, give me your phone. Download Thumb Cramps. Download based on speculation. P.S. How are you finding this bus?
You joined the bus? And I go, what, do you work for the fucking bus?
Yeah, I thought you were like going to tell the bus about the shows.
No! I'm telling the people on the bus about the bus.
Yeah. That is a good idea.
How good's this bus?
Brother, I fucking know. I'm
bro,
on
I
the
feel
bus.
Like they're like, sometimes when you're having a good experience, you're like, are other people feeling the same? I just want you to know,
it's good to do a vibe check on the bus.
Yeah.
Is anybody else enjoying this as much as I am?
Yes.
I'm in like an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Could be a 9.
Could be a 9. I don't know. I've got to decide when I get home and log this bus.
Yeah, I'll review it.
Yeah.
Thumb Cramps.
I'm a bus reviewer.
A normal podcast for normal gamers.
Yeah. We're going to start a Thumb Cramps. If you sign up to Thumb Cramps Plus, when we reach 1 million subscribers, we're going to start letterboxed for bosses.
Yeah. Bus to box.
Letterbox.
Good bus. Five stars.
We're going to put so much money into the new app, Letterbox.
Letterbox where you can log your bus reviews.
That could be useful. You go.
Me and Jackson are going. So once we get a million paying subscribers, not $1 million, a million subscribers. We're gonna do that and we're gonna put all our money into it.
All the money we get from people subscribing goes straight into Letterboxd.
But
I mean, in a way, Letterboxd, you know, you're about to get on the bus.
Yeah,
you go, yeah, let me check.
Yeah,
he goes, this is a poorly reviewed bus.
Who's logged this bus?
Logged yesterday, 2 stars. I'll wait for the next one.
Yeah, but like 2 stars. But what bosses? What are this person's top 4 bosses?
Yeah.
Oh, they love this bus, but that bus stinks.
And you've spent too much time scrolling through Letterboxd.
You missed your bus.
That's the reason we do podcasts. Please check everything out. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys.
What do you think about that?
Thumb Cramps.
And Thank Thumb Cramps.
We've also been Thumb Cramps,
We have also been Thumb Cramps.
Yeah, you can check that out. Goodbye. I want to watch Rocker's Modern Life now.
Great TV series.
Rock, same creator as SpongeBob.
Yeah, I know. See, that got me.
Yeah.
Modern Life. There's a Rocker's Modern Life movie recently.
What?